Wonder of Wildlife, and we're doing otters.
I'm so excited about otters, and you know, we decided that this would be our first animal to do because, number one, they're just super cute, and number two, they hold hands while they're sleeping.
Yeah, and that's very cute. So we have a guest here.
Me.
Yeah.
And I know why otters hold their hands when they sleep. It's to keep themselves together, right?
Right. Yeah. It is. Because they don't want to get lost and separated from their family. Because when they wake up...
No, well, they're not actually family. Remember in the video it says...
they could be close friends.
No, it says in the video,
Mia, don't talk about our contacts.
What?
Our sources. You can talk about
our sources.
Yeah, you can just say, oh, yeah, we got a video from the internet.
It said that they find their own, oh my God, I can't find the words for it.
Like, they're related.
They're not a family. They get, oh my God. So.
Close friends, family, friends, you get
they're
it.
Not, they're, let me just, they're not families, okay?
They're not families. Okay. All right.
So,
whatever.
They're forest.
Forest.
Okay.
They live in, like, streets.
No. They live in streets. Okay, 13. There is 13 species of otters, and they don't live in Antarctica or Australia.
Which is the stereotypes, right?
Oh my
God! Well, it's probably. I mean, why? Is it too cold in Antarctica?
And I think it's like. I don't know when it's in Chile.
Shout out to
California
for letting us go to the zoo when we saw them being fed. They were so cute.
Yeah, now those
if
were...
someone in California hears this, I'm really embarrassed right now, but thank you for letting us go.
Yeah,
to
the we got COVID on the first day. And
yeah.
I went to the zoo.
No, second.
What? No. We realized we had COVID on the
first
day.
Okay, let's just
talk about otters.
Keep going. Hard.
Oh yes. So,
I can't read your handwriting.
Oh, right.
Switch.
Well, so the first thing is what they eat, and so you would think otters. They're in the water. What are some easy things that they could eat?
Fish.
Yes, they do. They do eat fish.
They also eat crabs, mussels, and 40 different species of marine animals. So basically, whatever they can get their hands on. They have also been known to eat alligators.
Yeah. So
well, I would think that they'd eat it like big old swarms, like piranhas. They go.
So otters are very strong. That we saw in the video that.
Yeah.
A couple otter.
Don't
mention. Oh my God.
Sources. Okay.
Just okay.
They do this.
In the sources.
Mia, just don't mention them at all.
Okay. There was a group of otters, and they were like, trying to.
No, they were trying to attack an alligator.
Yeah, like they were coming up.
Was the alligator putting up a big fire? They think
the alligator. The alligator.
Was he taking it seriously?
He was taking it seriously because there was like 20 otters
I know,
and
that's
one
what
alligator.
I said. That's what I said with the piranhas. They go.
Okay, Finley. Yeah. They don't eat piranhas. Okay?
I know. Like piranhas, they attack in swarms, right? Right?
That's what it looked like. And so what they were saying is that it's basically an endurance of who can outlast the longest. Because The thing with alligators is when they thrash a lot in the water, the lactic acid in their body increases and they actually paralyze themselves. And so the otters just wait until the alligators are like basically paralyzed and can't move, and then that's when they start attacking.
What? I never knew that.
And then
that's surprising.
I know.
And then why
would alligators, like, that's the thing. Why would they take it seriously if they knew that they were just gonna paralyze themselves?
I saw that otters will they ate the alligators, so all otters can
in strong immune systems, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of fur, like they really, and I was gonna say, I mean, if they have really warm coats, why can't they not be in Antarctica? Like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I mean
they do.
It's just, I mean,
guys,
I kind of get it, but
guys, they probably could be brought to Antarctica. Well, that some of them would die off, some would survive. But I think that the waters up there are too cold for them, and invasive species, and if they were brought to Antarctica, it would be an invasive species, and that wouldn't bode well for the entire environment.
Yeah, or maybe...
Just like, shout out to gray wolves for Yellowstone. Gray wolves weren't there because it was extinct. Could we do gray wolves in the next episode?
No,
and
we're doing dogs.
No!
Spoiler alert.
And the elk ate all the bushes, and then the otters didn't have a home. But then the gray wolves killed all the elk, and then otters had home. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's move on.
I have a question for you. How long do you think otters typically live?
30 years.
30? Wow.
No, try dividing that in half. 15 to 20 years.
15?
15 to 20.
Oh, aww,
so sad.
10?
Well, at least they'll always say 15, young. 20. At least they'll always say young. Because the dream of old people in this age, what do I look like? 15. I wish.
So, okay. Can we move on, please?
Yeah, well, I would say, this is my other question. You know, when otters are being attacked by predators, what do they use as their biggest defense mechanism? Other than their
tail. I think.
Ding, ding, ding. Tail.
Yeah.
Is correct. They have a very muscular.
They go slap.
Yes. Like a very beaver, muscular tail that wards off enemies.
So are they related to beavers? Because I think that beavers do that, right?
They are related to beavers. They are related to beavers. Also, skunks.
Yeah.
Skunks.
And
P-U. Stereotype.
Oh my god.
And badgers.
So moving on.
I would like to have a very playful otter. Do you know how they slide down slides? They're very
Yes, they're very, very playful. People have them as pets, but in the video, in the sources
Yeah. How many times? Don't talk about the sources.
Okay. I saw that a person had two otters, and but I saw it that they told, like, just if you want to get an otter, their poop is really smelly, and they showed a picture of their poop, and it was so.
My friend, we're not gonna mention names, but our friend has a frog. She has a frog, and their poop, the ground was like white stones in the poop, and 2 days after, the poop was all, and 2 days after, the white stones were all grayish. And I asked my friend, what's that thing on the stone? And she said, don't ask. It was poop.
Okay.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, so now we are into the difference between, like, a freshwater, like, okay. So, there's some otters that spend all their time in the water. And there are other otters that spend some of their time on land and then just eat in the water. Like, find their dinner.
Yeah, and travel faster.
And those, I think, that they are the most playful. But, also, Also, shout out to California.
Oh, my God.
When the otters were in the water, there was this tube. And we could, like, crawl through, and we could crawl through the air tube, and we could, like, see the otters when they were in the water.
Yeah.
It was cool.
But it wasn't, like, deep in, like, middle into their habitat. It was, like, on the side. So we could see it. But it was kind of narrow, and adults would have a very narrow fit, and it was made for children, small children.
Yeah.
Right. You couldn't really see the otters that much.
Yeah. I mean, but you could tell they were very good swimmers. And there's a certain species of sea otters that swim so fast. They swim faster than the fastest human swimmer, Michael Phelps.
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be calling names.
Wait, what about that guy?
But he's famous, so I guess that doesn't.
Yeah, and then they come up, like, each Olympics, they're like, oh, and this guy, this swimmer has been diving with dolphins to learn their technique for his swimming, diving, dolphin thing.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So if you had to guess how long otters can hold their breath underwater, how long would you say?
A year.
What?
Yeah, 4 minutes.
4 minutes, please. They're mammals.
Oh.
They're not fish.
But some animals are just in water. Like, I mean, they can poke their heads out.
What about the otters that can? Are in water the entire time. Can they hold their breath up?
You know what? I'm going to have to do a fact check on that one. I think some of them can hold their breath longer, like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Come on. Why not a year?
That's too much.
So, no, they say if some otters that are in the water too long, it, like, upsets their coats, and it, like, tangles up their coats.
Oh, yeah. I think that's sea otters.
Yeah, and they have to spend a lot of time, like, grooming themselves.
Yeah, and, like, they... Yeah.
Also, a shout-out to the playfulness. That might be playful.
And they take their grooming very seriously. That, like, they... It's, like, their hair is, like... It's, like, their hair is very important.
I just imagine this, like on, like, a walkthrough, like, everyone's like, cha, 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 and then an otter comes in, and they're just, and just walks down.
With a cool hairstyle.
Yeah, my hair. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Just like your hair that hasn't been brushed today.
Excuse me!
Moving on to otters, please.
Moving on. Okay, otters. So let's talk about how playful they are. Because this comes up over and over again. They're the most playful creatures. They wrestle, they tumble, they chase, they
gallop.
Yeah, they... So have you ever seen, like, two otters just play together?
I mean, we don't have an otter, so...
Yeah.
California, right?
Okay, Finley, I think you need to back off from the zoo, okay?
Yeah, but then there was really these really mean kids that were just staring at them in the middle of the tube, and we, like, couldn't see them being fed, and they were just wouldn't budge, and I was like, come on, guys, you need to get out, and the parents were all like, and they were just like, nah, nah, and I said before, parents, it would be a really uncomfortable sweep, so the parents couldn't get them out. It's really, really mean.
Yeah, well, you know, they also are very good, they juggle.
Yeah, they juggle rocks. Juggle? Yeah, they do.
Wait, is that how, like, we started to juggle? We just go, okay, clowns were like, okay, otters, let's go.
No, like any otter can do that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. When they're hungry, apparently, they like to juggle.
But why?
I don't know.
To look for food.
And a group of otters are called a ramp.
A romp.
A romp.
Romp.
A romp.
A romp.
I thought that was an A.
Yes. Well, and they also can weigh about the size of you and you. They can weigh 55 to 100 pounds. The big otter species.
Yeah, big old, fat old,
yeah.
Good old. Maybe fat. They're just big, not fat, Finley.
And they, good otter can be fat, like our nothing. Like
don't.
And what I don't understand is that they have a good sense of smell underwater.
How? I don't know. Maybe it's their way.
Oh, I saw in, they did talk about, how, like, how they can smell good underwater.
And remember when they, when we saw the picture of them, they have pockets.
Yeah, they do. So they can keep the rocks because.
Oh wait, guys!
They upgrade. Have tools.
Wait, guys! Upgrade to the fashion show. Like the girl coming down at the end of the aisle. She like picks something out of her hair, and then a rock, and then she starts juggling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. It.
And they have a pocket, and they can actually use tools, and their tools are rocks. Wait, they can open up shells.
Yeah.
They can open up shelves, and they keep it in their pocket, and they can store food in their pocket, too.
Yeah, so if you think about the animals, like, there's very few animals that use objects as tools. I mean, we have...
Like gorillas?
Yeah. The monkey species.
Like, they kind of... They reformed, like...
And I think elephants use tools, and...
Humans,
obviously. And otters. I mean, like, who would have thought?
Otters.
Add otters to the list. So, I mean, what else is so interesting about these creatures?
They juggle. They hold their breath up for a year.
No, up for 4 minutes.
No, a year.
Okay.
They have 20 different types of vocalizations. And some have their own little unique sound that's just a signature for their own family.
See? Me a role model. She did not mention the sources. See? Bam. That's what you should do.
And I think we should end on an environmental note. Okay? Because...
Well, we shouldn't if it'd be sad.
No, we're going to do that.
Because it is sad. Everything's sad. Everything involving the environment is sad.
And otters, like, are very cute, playful. Like, it's like we're going up and then we're going straight down. Like, so I don't think we should
this is how it is.
Environment. No. Yeah, like that. It's like we're like talking about cute, cuddly, things, and then like overwhelming. Things like, so I mean, maybe let's keep that for another day because okay.
Well, then I mean, I think we've pretty much summed up how awesome otters are because I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. Oh, and there was,
wait, what about the history, about the evolution, about diseases.
Oh, you know what? Otters are very immune to toxoplasmosis. So you really have to keep them away from cat poop.
Yeah.
Wait, they're very susceptible or very immune?
Very susceptible. They could die.
Yeah.
Okay, so no cat poop, peeps. Guys, if you want to get an otter and you already have a cat, just don't think about it.
Okay? Just say, when the cat...
Like a beaver, like a badger, like a gorilla, like a human.
A human pet? That's called a child.
No, that's called a slave. Or a child.
Well, I mean, a human wouldn't be a pet. It would just be a child. Like... Or a servant, if, like,
no,
it was
no,
working
yeah,
for you.
Servants are paid. Slaves are not paid.
Okay, let's away from the definition.
Oh, otters, please.
Otters, no. Beavers, yes.
What?
Beavers, badgers, skunks, yes.
Guys,
no.
If you have a cat at home, and if you want to buy otters...
Yeah.
Cat plus otter equals bad stuff. Okay.
Hey, I came up with that.
I know. I'm just copying you. Okay. So I think we have covered a lot of things. So, bye.